Hello, lovely listeners, and good morning, Kim.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, everyone. Jill and I spent a total of 40 minutes being in our heads today to try and figure out what to say.
What's the topic today? Around and around and around we went. Everything. Yep. In the mental realm, everything. And we both were just like, what is it? What is it? What's the topic?
And literally, we were doing the topic the whole time, like how we're stuck in our heads and how people are stuck in their heads. And like,
yeah, about a minute ago, we're like, oh my God, it's a heady kind of day. We're all getting stuck in our heads today. That's the topic.
Oh. It is like once the realization hit, we can only help, we can only laugh. That was the only thing you can do. And it literally stopped it from flowing, like staying heady. It changed the vibration.
Yeah, it's much more balanced vibration. Like, you know, I think, I don't know if everyone's in their head right now, but it's definitely a day where we're going to be enticed to be very much in the mental realm, which means we're not feeling a lot of vibration necessarily. We're not feeling a lot of energy. We're not feeling, you know, a lot even of our physical body. We're just in our head thinking about things, say maybe judging things, labeling it. Yeah. We're doing a lot of self-talk of here's the expectation. Here's what you should be doing. Would you go over here? Like we're analyzing things. And I'm like, my head just starts to shake back and forth. The rest of my body isn't moving, but my head's just like, oh my God, there's so many things going through my head.
Yep.
So we don't have anything left to put into what would be in that mind, body, spirit, or, you know, we're in the mind, we're in the mind piece, and there's very, very, very little left for the body or the spirit, also called vibration by us.
Nope. So, laughter. Today's a laughing day.
Laughter. Yeah.
I feel like I want to turn up the radio just to get my head to shift into something different. So if you notice that you are spending 40 minutes talking to somebody random, and it's just like you're going on and on and on and on, like then it's the next thought, then it's the next thought, then it's about this person, then it's about this, and then your physical body, then it's this, like you're all over the place.
Yeah,
that is the moment where you're like, oh my goodness, I need to stop.
Time for your favorite song or a song of any sort. Turn it up, dance, move around. Time to laugh. Remember, we suggest the ha, ha, ha. Try it. It'll make you laugh. It's so obnoxious.
Yep.
It makes you laugh. The other thing, Kim, is, you know, in reflection of this 40 minutes before this call, is it did have a fairly heavy feel to it, fairly heavy, you know, and headiness tends to have a weight to it where, especially the vibration spirit side of us has a real effervescence, a very like lightness to it. Laughter, lightness.
Yeah.
So, if you're noticing things are really heavy or you start feeling, you know, like, because the thoughts are heavy and then your body can feel like super heavy, like you're carrying around weight. That's also another clue. Lots of headiness going on.
I like that.
Laugh, music, anything. Change it up. If you're inside, go outside for 5 minutes.
Yep.
In your head will be like, I don't want to do that. And it's like, I'm doing it anyway. Go outside.
Yep. Have that stern conversation with that head, that talk.
Mm-hmm.
No, this is what we are going to do because I am taking control.
Yep.
You're all over the place over here. No.
The other thing that happens to me when I get really into a heady day, and I was sharing this with Kim, it did happen to me earlier this morning, and then I like, rerouted myself and totally forgot about it happening, which translates to I had a success in not getting super heady. But what happens is for me when I get heady is things will get really fast. My mind will race and okay, we got to do this, and it like takes off. And it goes so fast that I can't even keep track of my own mind. I can't even keep track of my own thoughts. And when they're going that fast, it starts to spin, very uncomfortable, unenjoyable, vibrational, like emotions go in your body, which would translate as anxiety that kind of thing. And what I did was I felt my mind race. I felt my mind just take off. And like you said, Kim, that stern, I was like, whoa, whoa, wait a second. And then it's funny because I asked myself, I was like, what would Kim do? Really did ask that. And I was like, Kim would just be like, stop it. To the mind, that stern, stop it. Because who wants to have their mind race and feel a whole lot of anxiety? Like, you can't keep up with in with the racing mind. And these are the exact thoughts that I was engaging. And then I was like, I'm not going to do that.
Yep.
And that's all I did. And all of a sudden this calm came in, this balance, this effervescence. And then I just like proceeded on in my morning, so much so that I forgot it even happened.
Look at that.
That's how much I had moved on. It really wasn't a forgetting. It was I had moved on from it. That's how much my mind was not racing. Although I was still clearly very heady.
Yeah, we both are.
Which is not bad. Being in a heady day is not bad. Being out of balance can translate as uncomfortable and kind of difficult, I think, is more what we're saying.
Ooh. Yep, and yawning has commenced.
Yep.
Oof.
Laughter, music, change it up, stern talk to yourself to take a U-turn and go another direction. Anything to bring a little more balance, lightness, enjoyment, harmony, peace, anything, even if it ticks down just a little bit.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Awesome. Thank you, Jill. Thank you, everyone.
Yes, and Kim, this is a Friday, so this message carries through the weekend.
Oh, joy. Oh, yeah.
Yay, joy.
Oh, see? Look how fast that went.
Exactly. Oh. Nice correction there, Kim.
Yep. We got this.
We do. Wonderful. Thank you, everyone. Thank you, Kim.
Oh.
All right. Until next time.